At least six people have been confirmed dead after a fire at a hostel in New Zealand. The Loafers Lodge in Wellington is used by migrants and vulnerable people placed there by government agencies. The Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, visited the scene.
I think any fire that involves someone passing away is difficult for our first responders, but a situation like this is really difficult. We've not seen an event of this scale for quite some time, so they'll be really feeling this as well. I know that they have done everything that they could, and I just want to reiterate our thanks and our gratitude to them for what they have endured over the last few hours, and of course reiterate again our sympathy for the victims and for the people who care about them, their family, their whānau, and their loved ones.
OK, let's speak now to Caitlin McGee, a journalist in Auckland. Caitlin, a pretty devastating fire. Tell us more about what happened.
Yeah, so it's been described as a once-in-a-decade fire. It was a 95-room hostel, and most of those rooms were believed to have been occupied. At the time, people were having to crowd on the roof, which was deemed as pretty unstable. Others had to flee by jumping out of windows, and some, of course, obviously got stuck. At the moment, special investigators have been brought in from around the country to try and figure out how this fire occurred, because at the moment it's unexplained. We know that at least six people have been killed, but that death toll could be as high as 10. It's been really complicated and difficult for a lot of the firefighters to try and get into the building to figure out exactly how many people were trapped. And part of that is because the roof was deemed to be very, very unstable, but also there was a real risk that it might collapse, and also there was an asbestos risk in the building from some of the building materials that it was made of. So aside from the fire itself, and the time of day that the blaze began, there have been a number of other factors that have made the entire operation around it incredibly complicated.
And Caitlin, do we know much more about the residents of the building? I believe it was frequently used to house people who'd been deported from Australia.
So we've had some reports from media outlets both in New Zealand and also in Australia, like the Sydney Morning Herald, saying that some of the people living there are what's known as 501 deportees, which are essentially New Zealand citizens who have been living in Australia who may have committed a crime and been deported back to New Zealand. Already, there are questions that are starting to being asked at a political level about how vulnerable these people may have been why some of these people may have been living in what might be considered to be substandard living conditions. At the moment, we've had Greens co-leader in Parliament today sort of asking questions at a political level, saying, you know, what kind of country are we living in when these people have so few options in life but to live in substandard accommodation with such a chance of lethality and being so at risk. So there is this real sense of discontent starting to brew about the kinds of conditions that these boarding houses were potentially operating under. There have been some conflicting reports here earlier in the day that the sprinklers inside the building didn't go off when the alarms did. So a really difficult situation and lots of vulnerable people from different walks of life living in that building.
Well, thank you for that. Caitlin McGee, a journalist, speaking to us there from Auckland.